Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again as I share the word of the Lord. And the Lord placed on my heart for this broadcast to just reaffirm, and to perhaps some, if you're new in the Lord, you may not understand or realize what God has accomplished for you. Or even if you've walked with the Lord a very long time, it's always good to hear the word of the Lord. We need to be reminded constantly because we tend to forget. Amen. Life goes on and we may know some spiritual lessons, but have you often found that, my goodness, you know, even praising God when battles come. So often we do everything else but do that. Isn't that true? So we want to talk about knowing your authority to being a victorious Christian. And I'd like to share a familiar passage of Scripture found in Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 18 through 20. And this is a very familiar passage, is known as the Great Commission. This is what Jesus told his disciples, and his commission and his command to them has never changed for disciples ever since that time. This is what Jesus said, or what the word records. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world or the age." Amen. Praise God. What is the Lord telling us in this passage? It says that Jesus spoke to his disciples. These were his last words to them. And whenever anyone has last words, they are very important to remember. And what we want to do is just look very closely at what is contained in these few words of the Great Commission, if you will. He said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." In other words, anything pertaining to this earth or heaven, all power was given to Jesus, where? Obviously from his Father. And that word for power, let's take a few moments to look at that word. It's a Greek word that is used here, and it's exousia. And I want to share the meanings of what that means. In English, that Greek word, it means privilege, it means force, it means capacity. This is what Jesus was saying. This is what I have. It means competency, it means freedom, it means mastery, it means magistrate, that's a noun. It means superhuman, adjective, potentate, delegated influence, and that means authority, jurisdiction, liberty, power, right, and strength. Now, I'm giving you a lot of definitions, but I want you to be able to see in perhaps a greater way the absolute complete authority that God has. In fact, many translators are now using the term authority instead of power in this verse, but in essence, they mean the same thing. What does authority mean? Well, it's a document. This is one of the meanings, a document used to grant access to an individual or judgment. Remember that scene that John beheld in heaven, and a scroll was given, and he wept because there was no one worthy found to open the scroll, the seals thereof. And of course, one came to him and said, "Don't weep, John, there is one worthy, and that is the Lamb of God, Jesus, who was slain before the foundation of the earth. But at any rate, it is, as far as authority, it's the source from which the document was granted. It's a conclusive statement or a command, as, for example, an official decision of a court. It's a decision taken as a precedent. It's the power to influence or command thought, opinion, or behavior. So, Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Then he says, for us as his disciples to do something, "Go therefore." In other words, I'm commissioning you as my disciples to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, obviously, God is not speaking to each one of us to go to all the nations of the world, but in our metron of authority, our sphere of influence, we can be the messengers of good news to whomsoever God brings in our pathway. And not only that, to share the good news, but to make disciples of them, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And then the final, most comforting thing, he says, "I'm going to be with you." And of course, he did. He said, "Wait until the Holy Ghost empowers you." He spoke to the disciples living then. They waited, and on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down in great might and power. And so, we see that Jesus has been given all power. He's one of the words that I've described is competency. Well, that's one of the meanings of exousia. And what is competency? It's a sufficiency of means for the necessities and conveniences of life, the quality or state of being competent. And what was another meaning of that word exousia? It's force. That means active power. Potentate, that is a noun. It refers to a person, and it's one who wields controlling power. That's Jesus, beloved. Another meaning of that word was capacity. Remember I shared that with you? That's the ability to hold, receive, store, or accommodate. Legal qualifications, competency, power. Power to grasp and analyze ideas and cope with problems. Well, I've given you certainly a lot of definitions, but that's all what power means. Jesus said, all power, this, all these competencies, the force, the capacity, was bestowed on him from his Father. And he's giving that to us, praise God. We are to act like the children of God without fear, because the whole host of heaven is backing us up. Beloved, God is your ability. He's your strength and life, and he is your victory. Look at what occurred, what is recorded in the 10th chapter of Luke. These were, let me just read verse 1. Excuse me. "After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face," that is, before he went there, "into every city and place whither he himself would come. He said, 'The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest.'" That's a prayer we need to be praying today. Amen. He said, "Go your way." This applies to us today, beloved. "Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. To them," he said, "carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way." And these were specific instructions because he was demonstrating the ability of his heavenly Father to provide for them. "And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon you. If not, it shall turn to you again." He says, stay in that city. And in verse 9, he says, "Heal the sick that are therein. Say unto them, 'The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you.'" Verse 16, "He that heareth you heareth me. He that despiseth you despiseth me. And he that despiseth me despiseth him, the Father that sent him." And he goes, let's go down a little bit further. Verse 17 says, they did that. And it says, The 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. That same delegated power he was giving to the 70, he has given to us. Those were his last words. Behold, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. He gives a commission. God never asks anything of us that he does not give the ability and the anointing and the empowering to fulfill. So they're all excited and happy. And Jesus responds, he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this rejoice, not that spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Praise God. Beloved, I want to encourage you today that God has given you everything that pertains to your life and godliness. He has given you power. Did you not just hear what Jesus said? Power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, over all power of the enemy, all ability of the enemy. In Isaiah 41 and 10, the word tells us the Lord is speaking as he spoke to ancient Israel. He's speaking to you, beloved. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the tremendous privilege you've given us as your people to wield the sword of the Spirit. Lord, that offensive weapon of our warfare, the word of God. And Father, I thank you for empowering your people. For the Lord would say, Beloved, fear not, for I am with you. Yes, I have placed a sword in your hand. It is the sword of the Spirit. It is my very word, is the word of God, which is established in heaven. Use that word, and you shall see victory over every assault and attack of the evil one. I am with you, I strengthen you, and I gird you with my strength and my ability to fight the good fight. And you shall claim new ground for me, says the Lord. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. It's good to share the things of God. It's good to feel the presence of God and his anointing. As your days are, beloved, so shall your strength be. You stand on the word of God. You spend time in prayer. Even if you can't spend a great time in the morning, if you have to run off to work, spend some time claiming that full armor of God and wield the sword of the Spirit, and know that you have authority in Jesus' name to defeat every work of the enemy against you and against your loved ones. Praise God. Well, I love you. It's been a joy to minister to you this week. I thank God for your prayer support. I covet your prayers. I pray for you every day. UCM Partners, my radio family, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.